And with that said, in Ring of Honor now, you know, you're teaming with Kazarian as the Addiction. You guys have been a team for quite a long time now. It's been at least a few years that you guys have been teaming. So, you know, despite that success that you guys have had, is attaining a world championship with Ring of Honor or elsewhere for that matter, is that still a goal for you at this stage of your career?
Absolutely, absolutely. I always said that, you know, despite the fact that Frankie and I are so successful as a team, if the opportunity were to arise where either myself or Frankie Kazarian would become world heavyweight champion, we would both be the other's greatest supporter. Like, I would never want to hold Frankie back from single success if that came his way, and I know he feels the same way about me. And yeah, I mean, that is the one prize that has eluded me over 23 years. I would certainly love an opportunity to be a world champion. But, I mean, if it doesn't come that way either, I'm certainly not, you know, I'm not hinging my career on whether or not I become a world champion. I feel like I've done a lot of great things in pro wrestling. And, you know, if I never become world champion, I still feel like I've had a very successful and a very colorful career. So, I mean, I'm never saying never, but at the same time, if it doesn't happen, I'm not sort of stuck on that either.
Why do you think, is it timing, like you said earlier? Is that maybe a reason why you haven't been world champion?
Well, those are discussions that you should probably have with the creative forces. But yeah, I'd have to say timing. Probably the greatest, the time we're closest where I might have been able to be world champion, maybe in 2010, 2011 at Ring of Honor when I was there. And I was television champion. I certainly had my opportunities. I had a couple of title matches against Roderick Strong and against Eddie Edwards, but those never came through. And, you know, in the last couple of years before I left TNA, I felt like I had a very good string of matches, and certainly I had one very good opportunity against Jeff Hardy when he was champion. But, you know, it doesn't always go the way that you plan, and you always hope that, you know, victory comes in those instances, but it didn't for me. And who knows? I mean,